So you have an X-Men origin story for me.
Yes, sir, I do. And I was thinking we could just call this one Wolverine.
Actually, I'd like to call it X-Men Origins Wolverine. That way people know that we have a bunch of these in the works.
You don't think we should wait and see how this one does first?
No, it's probably fine. We're gonna make a ton of movies in the X-Men Origins series.
Well, okay then.
So what happens in this one?
Well, it's gonna start off with Wolverine when he was a little Canadian boy.
What do we establish there?
Basically that he has a brother named Victor who also has powers.
Do we really have to show them as kids to do that?
Yeah, it's an origin movie, so you have to have them as kids in there.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that was a requirement.
Uh-huh. So then we're gonna have him and Victor fighting through a bunch of wars in history.
Wow, that actually sounds like an awesome basis for a Wolverine origin movie.
Yeah, Wolverine fighting alongside humans in world conflicts. It's gonna be amazing.
That sounds fantastic.
Definitely. So we're gonna have about 3 minutes of that.
Oh, 3 minutes. Okay, it sounded like you had a good thing going.
Well, they say too much of a good thing can be bad, so I'm gonna keep it to a bare minimum in this movie.
That seems like a bad idea, but the way you said it sounded kinda wise, so I'm on board.
Great.
So what are we gonna move on to from there?
Well, they're gonna be in prison, and this guy Stryker is gonna come along and recruit them onto a team of mutants for secret missions.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, and on their first mission, Victor's gonna climb a building and do nothing, and Wolverine's gonna stand around and do nothing.
They're not gonna do anything on the mission?
Not really.
Hey, can we go back to the war stuff?
No, this is what we're doing now.
Okay, worth a shot.
And one of the mutants is named Wade Wilson, and he's like a wisecracking helicopter.
All right, I guess.
Then the mutants are gonna start killing people, and Wolverine's gonna be like, I don't like this, I'm out.
Leaving was an option?
Apparently. So then we're gonna jump forward to like 6 years later.
Oh, another time jump.
Yeah, because time is a man-made concept and everything is meaningless and nothing matters.
That's a good point.
So now Wolverine has a girlfriend, and fans are finally gonna find out how he got the name Wolverine.
How so?
Well, his girlfriend's gonna tell him a story about how the moon is lonely because she had a lover, but he was tricked by a trickster. And now he's forced to roam the earth and... Sir?
What's up?
Was the story too boring?
No, it's probably fine. I don't know what happened there.
Okay, well, long story short, there's a spirit named Wolverine that howls at the moon.
Why would a Wolverine howl at the moon?
Isn't a Wolverine like a wolf or something?
No, it's a completely different animal, not even a canine.
Oh, well, that's embarrassing. I have this whole big thing about a Wolverine howling at the moon.
Yeah, that's not something they do.
Should I change it?
Nah, it's probably fine.
Okay, good. That would have been hard work.
Working sucks.
Oh, yeah.
So what else happens in the movie?
Well, then his girlfriend's gonna get killed by his brother.
Oh. It feels like I should care, but I don't. Did I miss her character development?
No, you didn't. She didn't have any.
That's why.
So then Wolverine's gonna want to kill his brother.
Yeah, I guess he would.
And Stryker shows up like, hey, I could do some weird tests on you and make you indestructible if you want.
Wasn't he already indestructible since he's lived for hundreds of years and he's been shot a bunch of times?
Yeah, but now he's gonna have metal in him.
Oh, I guess that's different.
So Stryker's gonna pump Wolverine full of adamantium and then tell his men to wipe his memory.
Why didn't he wipe his memory before the procedure?
I don't know.
Fair enough.
So then Wolverine's gonna run around naked and be taken in by an old couple.
Nice of them to take in a muscular naked dude.
Oh yeah, and we're gonna have a scene where Wolverine uses their bathroom and checks out his new metal claws.
Oh, sweet. That'll let me practice my editing skills.
Your editing skills?
Yeah, I always wanted to try that CGI stuff. Maybe I'll make his claws myself.
Shouldn't you hire somebody that has experience with that stuff?
Nah, I could probably handle it. Plus, I have 25 days left on my Adobe After Effects trial, so I gotta use that for something.
Yeah, I guess so.
So then what happens?
Well, then we're gonna answer the big question fans have been wondering about since the first X-Men movie.
Oh yeah?
Yeah. Where did Wolverine get that leather jacket?
Oh, I didn't realize people were wondering about that.
Well, as it turns out, an old guy gave it to him and then died.
Well, good to know, I guess.
And we're also gonna have Wolverine walk away from an explosion in slow-mo and not even look back at it.
Hasn't that been done before?
I don't think so.
Okay, just checking.
So anyway, then we're also gonna have a scene where the whole movie turns into a silly cartoon.
Oh, that's fun. Cartoons are fun.
And then Wolverine's gonna go to kill Stryker, but we're gonna find out that his girlfriend wasn't actually dead.
Ooh, plot twist.
Right?
Why did they fake her death?
Because.
That works.
We're also gonna find out that she can manipulate people just by touching them and make them do whatever she wants.
Oh, wow.
And Stryker made her get into a relationship with Wolverine to make him do whatever he wants.
Why didn't she just touch Wolverine and make him do what Stryker wanted? Why did she have to get in a relationship?
I don't know, but also Stryker is forcing her to work for him because he's keeping her sister captive.
So why doesn't she touch him and make him let her go?
She doesn't think of that, I guess.
Huh.
And then Wolverine's gonna free a whole prison full of cameos.
Ooh, cameos are tight.
Yeah, but then Stryker unleashes a modified version of wisecracking helicopter guy, and now he's named Deadpool.
How was he modified?
Well, he has super long blades that come out of his arms.
How does he bend his arms when they're retracted?
I guess he doesn't.
Huh.
And he also teleports, and he shoots lasers from his eyes, and his mouth is gonna be fused shut.
Wow, there is a lot going on there.
Uh-huh, so then Wolverine's gonna climb a cooling tower.
Why would he do that?
Because that's where I want the final fight to take place.
Right, but why would he go there?
For the final fight.
Yeah, but why would the character go there?
Because that's where the fight's gonna be.
Well, okay then.
So then he and his brother are gonna fight Deadpool for a bit and then cut his head off.
Wow.
And all the cameos are gonna be saved by a creepy sex doll that kinda looks like Patrick Stewart.
Wow.
So yeah, that's about it.
Wait, so in the previous X-Men movies, we have Wolverine not knowing about his own backstory.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, we're creating a big plot hole here. It's gonna be hard to explain the memory loss.
Actually, super easy, barely an inconvenience.
How so?
I'll just have Stryker shoot him in the head with some memory-erasing bullets.
But wouldn't all the mutants he saved remember him?
Yeah, I wouldn't overthink things. I certainly didn't.
Fair enough.
So what do you think?
Well, that Deadpool guy sounds like a whole lot of crazy. Are you sure that's the best way to handle that character?
100%. People are gonna love what we did with Deadpool. Hey guys, Ryan here. Hope you liked that pitch meeting. There's a whole playlist of these on the channel, so be sure to check that out. Also, let me know in the comment section what other movies I should make these for. You could also subscribe to the channel, like this video, share it. You know the drill. Thanks for watching, and check back soon for a new pitch.